Welcome back to our audio web blog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. Each week I share some prayer requests from the persecuted church, and I'm using information from persecution.com, the website of Voice of the Martyrs, and I'm using it by permission. If you go there and just click on the word pray, you'll be able to access this info for yourself. This week we have requests from Kenya and Egypt, and in Belgrade, Yugoslavia. Widows Clarice and Sarah are still in shock after their husbands, both pastors in the Mombasa region of Kenya, were murdered in separate incidents on October 20. Clarice's husband, a pastor at Mombasa's Vikwatani Redeemed Gospel Church, was found dead of a gunshot to the head in his church. Clarice told a VOM worker she believes he was murdered to scare Christians away from the area. Pastor Charles Matole, 41, was found slumped in a chair, a Bible still in his lap, as church leaders came in to prepare for Sunday morning worship services. His widow recounted that in the months prior to her husband's death, there were times that people would throw stones at the church while they held prayer services. Furthermore, death threats made on the pastor's life were never followed up on by police. Like Clarice, Sarah also mourns her murdered husband, whose body was found in a brush pile that same morning in Kilifi, about 35 miles north of Mombasa. Pastor Ibrahim Kidata, who started 36 churches in the region and had recently been named the new overseer of the church in Malindi County, had been out the day before to see his cattle and check on lumber to be used to build new tables for his church. His wife grew concerned when she could not reach him on his cell phone. Her worst fears were realized when he was found strangled to death. In addition to his widow, he leaves behind 7 children. 2 of the children are married, but 5 are school-aged and still live in the home. Sarah was shocked by her husband's murder, as no threats had been received and there is little motive for his death. Both murders are thought to be unrelated, or that is, related to unrest between Christians and Muslims in the Mombasa region, but no one has claimed responsibility. Pray for Clarice and Sarah, widows of murdered pastors in Kenya. Pray also for Bishop Armia Bulus, arrested Christian convert, this is in Egypt, Mohammed Hegazi, a high-profile convert from Islam, who now goes by his adopted Christian name, Bishoy Armia Bulus, was arrested outside a cafe in Minya, Upper Egypt, on December 4 for inciting sectarian strife. Bishoy, aged 31, was reportedly working for a Christian satellite TV station and reporting on clashes between Muslims and Christians when he was arrested. As a convert, Bishoy made headlines as the first Egyptian to legally pursue changing his religious status on his ID card. Officials refused to allow the change on the grounds that it is illegal under Sharia law to leave Islam. Bishoy received death threats and was forced to go into hiding as a result. He was previously arrested and tortured for his conversion, and some are concerned he may be tortured again. The Egyptian government did, however, move Bishoy from the El Minya prison to another prison for protection after reports that prisoners were planning to kill him. In Belgrade, there's a church that recently received, through Voice of the Martyrs, a donation of Right Choice Bibles in the Serbian language for use in teaching children to study the Bible. The Bibles are reported to be a tremendous help to the teachers and the 21 children in the church. Few Sunday school resources are available in the Serbian language. The children have had difficulty reading the Old Testament because it was not available in a modern Serbian translation. It will give them God's Word in modern language, which they can understand, apply, and they'll grow in Christ, wrote one teacher. The kids are excited to come to the class and read the Bible. The teachers are also excited to see a new generation being taught to study the Bible. So another form of difficulty there in Belgrade is being addressed, and we ask that you pray for these children to be able to hear and obey, of course, God's word. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs, but this is not an official Voice of the Martyrs presentation. By the way, just about wherever you live in the United States, there is a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size, 5 to 5,000, about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. No charge for this service. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, FALKNER.72@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today, and be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.